It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
And Shane Mast on with us. Shane, good morning. Thanks for being here. Sounds like a busy week in real estate.
Oh, it's been a wild week. Lots to talk about today.
So tell us what topics we want to cover.
Well, I would say the one that everybody is thinking about right now is interest rates. That's the big elephant in the room in real estate right now.
Yeah, talk about what's been happening, what's forecast, and the impact that could have on the market.
Absolutely. So we've been talking about this even on the show a little bit for a while now, that the market has been going up for 10 straight years. The only thing that can affect that would be affordability, supply and demand, or affordability. Our supply has been low, interest rates have been extremely low, and that has caused lots and lots of buyers to come out. So what we've had, you can call it an inventory shortage, but what we really have is a excess of buyers. So we have a surplus of buyers because we're actually selling more properties than we ever have before. So it's not like there's not enough houses to sell. We just have more buyers than ever before. We have the millennial group, which now makes up about 40% of our buyers, are kind of flooding the market. And with their the low interest rates, they were able to afford a lot of house.
And now, is that kind of a shift? Because the millennials for quite a while weren't buying, they were renting, and now it seems like it's changed.
Yeah, it really changed with COVID. I mean, a lot of them were renting, and they were renting very small houses. And with COVID, a lot of them started spending a lot more time at home and decided home was a little bit more important than, you know, saving your money to go on trips or whatever. But millennials are very qualified. A lot of them are in professional jobs, and they are very qualified to buy houses, and that's what they're doing right now.
And I imagine that a lot of millennials, maybe more so than some of the other great age groups, were also in careers where they were working from home during the pandemic.
Yes, exactly. A lot of tech stuff, a lot of working on computers, and they can live wherever they want. And not just them, but even people, I guess I'd be a Generation X person. A lot of people in my age group are also buying wherever they want and working from home. Got to have internet for sure. But what's happened, we have all these crazy things. So interest rates rose in the last week more than they ever have in 1 week since 1994. It was kind of a surprise, but we knew they were going up. We've been talking about it for a while. The Fed raised their rate only 0.25%, and that's the rate in which banks borrow money from the federal government. It was at zero. Now it's at 0.25%. And then what that did was it made a bunch of all the lenders and banks kind of got a little crazy. There's several other factors at play here, which I don't think we have time to get into. But the point is rates are now over 5% on average. And just a few months ago, I mean, actually, you go back to August, they were at 2.9 average.
So that's a big shift. How does it impact pricing?
So far, it hasn't impacted pricing at all because we still have a surplus of buyers. But it will, because when somebody was approved at 3% and now rates are at 5%, they go update their pre-approval, they're going to lose a pretty significant, maybe a 15 to 18% drop in what they can afford. So the same guy that was looking at $400,000 houses now has to look at 370 houses. And he's not going to want the 370 house after he's been looking at the $400,000 houses. So eventually that's got to affect prices. We don't know when, because we have so many surplus of buyers, and some of them, not everybody's looking at the max that they can afford. But the people that were looking at the top of their pre-approval are going to have to lower what they're looking at. We don't know when it's going to affect prices, and it certainly hasn't yet. We've had several properties go under contract on the first weekend. In the last few weeks, they're still selling pretty quickly. We still have lots of buyers, but the forecast is that at 5.5% is probably where we think they're going to go and probably stay. That it might cause some, especially your entry-level houses might might actually have a little bit of relief in price for the first time in 10 years.
It's been interesting to watch how quickly some properties go on the market and how quickly they're gobbled up. I mean, some people, it's like hours that the house is on the market and that's it.
Yeah, usually if it's hours on the market, it means that the agent already had a buyer before they listed it, generally. Now, there are some strategies for that, but usually you want to have the house on the market for at least 24 to 48 hours if you're the listing agent, so you can gather more offers and drive the price up. I know that sounds, if you're a buyer, that sounds not good, but if you're representing the seller and your job is to get them the highest price, that is generally the strategy. Now, there are some strategies in getting something off the market in a few hours, and we've done it. We've done it in the last week where we go directly to the listing agent and make them a pretty good offer right off the over-asking price offer, but it's only good for a limited time, like maybe a couple hours.
So,
and those are the ones you'll see that'll go the first day.
So with all of this going on right now, if somebody's looking to get a house or somebody's looking to sell a house, they probably need to pick up the pace a bit.
Yeah, people are scrambling right now because they're afraid interest rates are going to go up even more. We don't know what's going to be happening. Nobody knew that the rates were going to go up this high. People were thinking they were going to hit maybe 4.5 by the end of the year. When I say people, I mean like the talking heads and the experts on TV and at Forbes and all these business things that I read. Nobody predicted that they would go up as fast as they did. And we don't know if they're going to keep going up. But all these talking heads that said they weren't going to happen are saying that we're about at the top. So it's hard to know to believe them or not.
Interesting. So for people that are out there, whether they're a potential buyer or a potential seller, talk about the importance of being connected with a real estate professional who really stays on top of all this.
I think now more than ever, you need to have a realtor and a lender. If you're pre-approved and your lender hasn't called you in over a week, you might want to shop because everything is different than it was a week ago. And we love this stuff. I've talked about that before, but we've had meetings about it. We study video together about interest rates. What does that mean for our borrowers? We're not going to push anybody into something they're not ready for, or we'll give them honest feedback on what we think a house, if this is a good idea or not, if it's a good investment or not. Generally, if you're looking at long, I know we're about out of time. I just want to say one more thing about generally, if you're going to long-term investment, there's usually not a bad time to buy a house if you're going to stay there for 5 to 10 years. If you're going to move in 2 to 5 years, right now may not be the right time, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but that's my honest opinion, is that short term right now, and it's so volatile, may not be the best option. But if you're planning to live there as your either your forever home or at least one that's going to be there for 5 to 10 years, there's no such thing as a bad time to buy one of those. The market will always be back up historically in that time frame.
So how do people connect? What's your phone number?
541-391-4945, or just Google Oregon Life Homes.
All right, Shane Mast, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thanks.